You pay nothing for your city parks, libraries, or roads because they're financed with taxpayers' dollars. Here's a trend that might cut down on pollution and relieve traffic issues as well. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Some American cities are beginning to allow passengers to ride buses and subways for free. I live in St. Paul, Minnesota, and my sister city, Minneapolis, just began offering free rides on two popular bus routes. Boston is thinking even bigger. The city's mayor has a rallying cry, "Free the T," referring to Boston's mass transit system called the MTA. In March of last year, Boston waived fees on three popular bus routes and found ridership spiked up meaningfully. In 2019, Kansas City became the first U.S. city to make all public transport free after phasing in free rides for veterans, then students, and then clients of social service agencies. The $5 million in lost fares was covered by federal funds. One Minnesota politician said fare losses should be replaced with state funds. "I've never heard," she said, "of anyone asking how we pay for a road." More travel info at armworldtravel.com.